on CFRC 101.9 FM on Queen's University campus in Kingston.
Entire adult life. You know what? That juju was sounding so good and honestly a little bit more depressing than I thought it was. Here is the third single, Beneficium. Another double take just to start off the show. Here we go. Juju, CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC. All right, more about that that schedule change. Yeah, it's coming up in just a couple weeks. I'm sorry it was so very sudden, but yeah, for some reason, the reason is that I have a class on Thursdays that I simply could not miss, even though it involved giving up my slot of years and years on the show. But that's education. And I'm having, honestly, numerous. Here's a DJ secret. Always have a plan B. What they don't tell you is that sometimes you need a plan C. Because I'm having like Monday level techno luck here, okay? Monday level techno luck. Hope it gets better. But for now, you know, here's a great summer jam. I love this song. I'll tell you what it is after. Stay tuned. CFRC. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Things I'll Keep on CFRC 101.9 FM. That was a little bit of duster. Can always count on them for a good tune. That was Summer War. And now, Light in the Attic, always knocking it out of the park with their re-releases. And they have yet another re-release of the late, great Mi'kmaq singer-songwriter Willie Dunn. Unmistakably amazing voice. Again, second half of the double-double coming up early here. Two tracks. The second one is Bear and Fish, a beautiful song. But the first one I am going to play, and the one that comes right before it on the album, Son of the Sun. The title track is wonderful as well, by the way. But I know I've played it on the air before. I don't think I've played a track called The Covenant Chain, and it refers directly to a treaty signed initially between the Haudenosaunee Confederacy and the British, but it was like extended and modified numerous times. 1764, the Treaty of Niagara, for instance. And this song imagines what if the colonizers honored the spirit of the treaty. That's my interpretation of the song. And it certainly is an intriguing question, because to say that we as colonizers have not honored the spirit of these treaties is putting things rather too lightly, in my opinion. I don't think I can say it any better than Willie Dunn. So here he is on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Once upon a covenant chain, you were inconsiderate and weak. Well, we were strong and numerous and allowed your voice to speak. Peace and trade and friendship around the campfires awake. And we fastened your ship to that covenant chain, apprehensive that the bark might break. Brother, we can recall a day when one could say you were me. Those were the days of friendship. We all lived side by side. You and your old gunboat, we with our canoe-like pride. Those were the days of friendship. We struck it in the rain. Toil was the upshot, and the downshot was the pain. We, your oldest allies, goes back a long, long time. When at first you landed here, from out with salty brine. Who were the ones who described the land with a bride of one showing his shrine? This were the walls of his castle, the sky the height of his pride. Down the space of the prairie, where the whitened buffalo was gone. Those were the days when the rage of war and the plague decreased our size. When the French and Dutch with the musket balls could nip us on the rise. Later revolution came, and we teetered twixt the two. The people torn, some stayed, some shorn, but we on to Canada flew. Brother, the road of red man white has long grown up with trees. Now you are strong and numerous, we ask that we might speak. Peace, trade, and friendship around the campfire's way. And we fasten your ship to the covenant chain, apprehensive that the bark might break.
Thank you.
clouds arising from the sea. Lonely land with a sandy shore. Eagles rising in their flight. The streaks of spirit in the dawn. Water tumbling from the clouds, washed down the thunder paths, and rivers glistening in the sun. Beneath the water and the wave, the spirit lives within its world, and the barren fish beneath the sun. Thus the cycle has begun. The artist and his wooden cup, the dreamer and his visions dream through canvases and color schemes. Legends of the days gone by sought the mysteries of the sea, and naked on the noonday shore, with powdered flag and the brush unfurled, widening legends of his world. Beaver, badger, hawk, and bear. Wistful dreams of dreamer dreams. Boldly drawn the colored skin. But from the shapes upon the board, Earth's for knowledge yet withdrawn, as men upon the desert sand, drinking from the drinking gourd, the sacred bear in search of fish, the fish beneath the water's wave, the rivers tumbling to the sea, the cycle of a mystery. Our breath mingles in the stable gloom. As you attire me by a spoke of moon, bridle across my face and bit between my teeth through the
and a rose horizon frozen in place. You lean forward in the saddle too, embrace. I wonder if my lady knows there's no way back to the world from which she was born, and the only way out is forward and down. We'll be right back.
said you're a fast. Kissing girls in English at the back of the stairs. You're a honey with the following of innocent boys. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. You and her been taking pictures of your obsessions. Cause I met a kid who went through one of your sessions. In his blue velour and silk you liberated a boy I never rated. Now he's throwing discus for Liverpool and Widnes. You liberated a boy I never rated. Now he's doing business. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people. Could I write a piece about you now that you've made it? About the hours spent the wilderness in your training. You only did it so that you could wear Terry underwear and feel the city air run past your body. Your Terry underwear, feel the city air run past your body. Could I write a requiem for you when you're dead? She had the moves, she had the speed, it went to her head. She never needed anyone to get around the track, but when she's on her back, she had the knowledge to get her into college. But when she's on her back, she had the knowledge to get her what she wanted. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people.
Some good old Belle and Sebastian followed. Yeah, Belle and Sebastian had some Richard Dawson, and I'm just keeping it up with some brand new energy slime. This track here is called Magic Wand, and you know what? It reminds me of all people a bit of Klaus Nomi. So you better believe I'm going to play a little Klaus Nomi after this. All right, CFRC 101.9 FM, Energy Slime.
magic wand.
Just a simple thought, a little bit the worse for wear, like a thief who got caught. Oh, it's just a thing you bought. It's just another same white lie that everybody got taught.
August is Black Philanthropy Month. We're calling all active citizens to join in on this global Black Philanthropy Initiative. This special fundraising effort assists the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals for Black-serving nonprofit organizations. Tackle issues close to home, from poverty to quality education, gender equality to economic growth. Individuals and businesses can participate in this fundraiser, internationally administered by Support Black Charities. Visit global-bpi.org to learn more and spread the message. Donate today at global-bpi.org.
On Saturday, August 24th, it all begins again. The ecstasy.
Richard Stadium comes alive. Alex Parikin is hype. I'm hype. I love football.
The exhilaration.
And there he goes. That man is bad. That man is fast. And he is up over the 50, still on his feet.
The heartbreak.
And Laurier wins on an absolute heartbreaker at Richardson Stadium.
The pain.
No!
All part of a long journey to football immortality for the Queen's Gaels. And on Saturday, August 24th, in Windsor, Ontario, it all begins again. 3:45 p.m. pregame show, 4 p.m. kickoff, and there's only one place you can catch all the action.
This is Queen's football on CFRC.
The Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Hey, we're back on CFRC 101.9 FM after that double helping of Jesse. He's doing amazing work on the station. Big ups to him. All right. That was some Klaus Nomi. Amazing. Love him. And now maybe a time for a little observational comedy. What's the deal with all of the Halloween stuff in grocery stores? I mean, dollar stores. So I screwed up my own terrible Jerry Seinfeld impression. He's a big dummy anyway. But the point is that, yeah, there's a bunch of Halloween stuff around. And it kind of like brings to mind that not only is Halloween great with all the candy and everything, but it has the best costumery and it has the best music as well. Don't even try and argue with me. It's so much better than Christmas music. And yeah. This is just starting off with a reminder. I'm going to play a little Halloween set until into the 8 o'clock hour. And yeah, this is your reminder that every day is Halloween. This one goes out to all the goths, of course. And yeah, you know, it's still summer, but it was also very cold out. So yeah, time to look forward to Halloween a little bit. Start thinking about that costume. CFRC.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Love Ministry. But I also love Halloween music because a lot of it wasn't really written specifically for Halloween, which explains why it's so good. People aren't, like, you know, saving their best stuff for the non-seasonal tracks. And kind of just take any sort of spooky sound and song and play it on Halloween. It's pretty great. So in that vein, this is my favorite subgenre of Halloween songs. Creepy sound and old songs. Now this one is only done in a retro style. It's Bloodshot Bill, a contemporary artist. He's amazing though. A little instrumental track called Doomin'. And that's from the Diary of Doom. We'll come back to the theory of the topic of Doom in just a moment. After one, an old one from Eddie Bales, Dark Side of the Moon, and then Zen Fuller with Doomsday. But here's good old Bloodshot Bill. Right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.